So transnational companies then, these are firms that produce and market goods and services in more than one country. So they're also known as multinationals, for example, Microsoft, and they don't really have strong ties to any country. So they'll locate where they can best get profits. And then foreign direct investment refers to transnational companies setting up facilities in Ireland to produce goods and services for export. And to promote the economic activity, Ireland tries to attract foreign direct investment to Ireland. So the importance of that is that 90% of Ireland exports come from transnational companies. And when we export, then we bring money into Ireland. They provide employment, so transnational companies will provide employment. They contribute a lot of taxes to the government, and then they make up weaknesses of indigenous firms. So firms that we can't set up here, they'll come in and set up. So for example, pharmaceutical firms, there'll be a good few from America in here. And then it'll raise the labor skill levels as well. So examples of transnational companies, so Ireland will be likes of Kerry Group, Cement Roadstone Holdings, so CRH. Tulla Oil would be another transnational company from Ireland, AIB, and companies who've located here, the likes of Google, Facebook, eBay. And why do they locate here? Well, we've got a low rate of corporation tax of 12.5%. We've got access to European markets with 27 member states. There's availability of grants from ID Ireland to set up here. We've got a skilled labour force and low levels of strikes. A couple of trends and challenges then of transnational companies. So for example, Ireland's labor cost would be very expensive. Competition then, so global competition. So other countries are starting to offer lower corporate tax to attract transnational companies. Infrastructure then. So we do have Dublin Port and then a road network to transport the product. Energy supply. So Ireland depends a lot of imported energy, for example, gas and oil. Investment in R&D. There's no loyalty from the transnational companies to Ireland. They'll go wherever they can make a profit. And then large profits earned in Ireland from the transnational companies are usually brought back to the head office, so profit repatriation. So we mightn't get all of the profit. We'll get the form of tax and that 12.5% paid to the Irish government, and then the rest of the profit then is brought back to the country where the transnational company has originated from.